Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And that comes from St. Faustina's diary at page 950. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Now, today's saint of the day is St. John Don Bosco. He was born in 1815 and lived until 1888. He was born in Italy to a poor farming family. His father died when he was 2, leaving his religious instruction to his pious mother. At the age of 9, he had his first of many powerful visions, which would come throughout his life. In it, Jesus and the Virgin Mary showed him that he was to instruct poor, wayward boys and bring them back to God. John eventually joined the priesthood, paying his way through school with odd jobs. As a priest, he began ministering to the poor and neglected boys of Turin, Italy, who were driven to desperate conditions in the wake of the Industrial Revolution. Many of these street boys ended up in prison as teenagers. Don Bosco became a mentor and spiritual director to them, helping them to live a life of virtue and saving many from a future of crime and poverty. He met with them as a group called the Oratory of St. Francis de Sales and catechized them as a kindly spiritual father. He also established the Salesians of Don Bosco, priests and brothers who minister to and educate boys under the patronage of the great spiritual director, St. Francis de Sales. Don Bosco is the patron saint of boys, laborers, young people, students, and Mexican young people. And his feast day is, of course, today, January 31st. This comes from morningoffering.com. Morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, offering, O-F-F-E-R-I-N-G.com. I know I've talked about it many times. It's a really, really good Catholic website. It's got everything that you need for every day to be at least prayerful Catholic. He was born August 16th, 1815, and this comes from Catholic.org. He died January 31st, 1888, so he wasn't quite 73. He was beatified in 1929 by Pope Pius XI, and he was canonized April 4th, 1934 by Pope Pius XI. John Bosco, also known as Giovanni Melchior Bosco and Don Bosco, was born in Beche, Italy. His birth came just after the end of the Napoleonic Wars, which ravaged the area. Compounding the problems on his birthday, there was also a drought and a famine at the time of his birth. At the age of 2, John lost his father, leaving him and his older brothers to be raised by his mother. Her name was Margarita. His mama Margarita Ochiena would herself be declared venerable by the church in 2006. So again, here's that theme of multiple saints coming within the same immediate family. Even though she's only venerable, she's on the road to canonization. And also, how many saints lost one or both parents as a young child? Here's another example of it. John Bosco was raised primarily by his mother and attended church and became very devout. When he was not in church, he helped his family grow food and raise sheep. They were very poor, but despite their poverty, his mother also found enough to share with the homeless, who sometimes came to the door seeking food, shelter, or clothing. When John was just 9 years old, he had the first of several vivid dreams or visions that would influence his life. In his dream, he encountered a multitude of boys who swore as they played. Among these boys, he encountered a great majestic man and woman. The man told him that in meekness and charity, he would conquer these your friends. Then a lady, also majestic, said, "Be strong, humble, and robust. When the time comes, you'll understand everything." This dream influenced John for the rest of his life. Not long afterwards, John witnessed a traveling troupe of circus performers. He was enthralled by their magic tricks and acrobatics. He realized that if he learned their tricks, he could use them to attract others and hold their attention. He studied their tricks and learned how to perform some himself. One Sunday evening, John staged a show for the kids he played with and was heartily applauded. At the end of the show, he recited the homily he heard earlier in the day. He ended by inviting his neighbors to pray with him. His shows and games were repeated, and during this time, John discerned the call to become a priest. To be a priest, John required an education, something he lacked because of poverty. However, he found a priest willing to provide him with some teaching and a few books. John's older brother became angry at his apparent disloyalty, and he reportedly whipped John, saying that he's a farmer just like us. John was undeterred, and as soon as he could, he left home to look for work as a hired farm laborer. He was only 12 when he departed, a decision hastened by his brother's hostility. John had difficulty finding work, but managed to find a job at the vineyard. He labored for 2 more years before he met Joseph Cafasso, a priest who was willing to help him. Cafasso himself would later be recognized as a saint for his work, particularly ministering to prisoners and the condemned. In 1835, John entered the seminary, and following 6 years of study and preparation, he was ordained a priest in 1841. His first assignment was in the city of Turin. The city was in the throes of industrialization, and it had slums and widespread poverty. It was into these poor neighborhoods that John, now known as Father Bosco, went to work with the children of the poor. While visiting the prisons, Father Bosco noticed a large number of boys between the ages of 12 and 18 inside. The conditions, were deplorable, and he felt moved to do more to help other boys from ending up there. He went into the streets and started to meet young men and boys where they worked and played. He used his talents as a performer, doing tricks to capture attention, then sharing with the children his message for the day. When he was not preaching, Father Bosco worked tirelessly, seeking work for the boys who needed it and searching for lodgings for others. His mother began to help him, and she became known as Mama Margarita. By the 1860s, Father Bosco and his mother were responsible for lodging 800 boys. Father Bosco also negotiated new rights for boys who were employed as apprentices. A common problem was the abuse of apprentices, with their employers using them to perform manual labor and menial work unrelated to their apprenticeship. Father Bosco negotiated contracts which forbade such abuse, a sweeping reform for that time. The boys he hired out were also given feast days off and could no longer be beaten. Father Bosco also identified boys he thought would make good priests and encouraged them to consider a vocation to the priesthood. Then he helped to prepare those who responded favorably in their path to ordination. Father Bosco was not without some controversy. Some parish priests accused him of stealing boys from their parishes. The chief of police of Turin was opposed to his catechizing of boys in the street, which he claimed was political subversion. In 1859, Father Bosco established the Society of St. Francis de Sales. He organized 15 seminarians and one teenage boy into the group. Their purpose was to carry on his charitable work, helping boys with their faith formation and to stay out of trouble. The organization still exists today and continues to help people, especially children around the world. In the years that followed, Father Bosco expanded his mission, which had and still has much work to do. Father Bosco died on January 13, 1888. The call for his canonization was immediate. Pope Pius XI knew Father Bosco personally and agreed, declaring him blessed in 1929. St. John Bosco was canonized on Easter Sunday, 1934, and was given the title Father and Teacher of Youth. And in 2002, Pope St. John Paul II was petitioned to declare St. John Bosco the patron saint of stage musicians. Father Bosco had pioneered the art of what is today called gospel magic, using magic and other feats to attract attention and engage the youth. St. John Bosco, excuse me, is the patron saint of apprentices, editors and publishers, school children, magicians, and juvenile delinquents. So, didn't take quite as long to read about Father John Bosco as I thought it would. The first one was from MorningOffering.com. The second one is from Catholic.org. So now we come to our three Hail Mary Novena. Oh, St. John Bosco, pray for us. Oh, Immaculate Mother, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities. And that would be the special intentions of all those listening here today. Mother most pure, forsake me not, despise not my prayer, graciously hear me for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mother, our Mother, O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seed of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, I stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then, though not those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving memory by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And I'm taking the three Hail Marys novena from EWTN.com. That's EWTN.com/ Catholicism, CATHOLICISM, /devotions, DEVOTIONS, /3, THREE, -Hail, HAIL, -Marys, MARYS, -Novena, NOVENA, -323. And if you plug that in, it will take you right to what we're reading from and what we're using for the three Hail Marys Novena. So three very important websites from today, morningoffering.com, catholic.org, and EWTN.com. Now let's talk about a fourth website, and that is the Rock Company Shop, THE Rock, ROCK, Company, spelled the normal way, COMPANY, shop, SHOP, .com. Great website. They have all sorts of great Catholic gifts. They even have some Jewish gifts. They have some nice Stars of David, but I think most of us listening here are probably Catholic. I think that would be a safe bet. And they have rosaries. They have Jerusalem crosses made out of sterling silver. The crosses of the rosaries are really neat. Some of them have images of saints on the Our Father beads, or the Potter beads, as I like to call them, the P-A-T-E-R beads. Potter being Latin for father, for those who don't know. And then they've got some rosaries that have holy soil in them. And friends, that could be soil that Jesus Christ himself walked on in Israel. We all know he was born in Bethlehem, and our friends Tony and Paulette Rock live in Bethlehem, Israel, and things aren't going so good there. Maybe you've heard there's kind of a war going on around there. So y'all, please go support our friends at therockcompanyshop.com. And when you check out, tell them I don't get a discount. I don't get paid for doing these ads for them. I'm helping out some friends and some really, really nice people. So with that in mind, we're going to call it a day. And I want to thank you all for joining me today to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, to learn about St. John Bosco, and to pray the three Hail Marys Novena. And I want you to have a great rest of your Wednesday and a great Thursday until I see you at 3:30 Eastern. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Four Persons Network. My name is Richard Pettis. I'll see you then. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.